can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Monday, July 6, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message that I just saw during the break. Our beef farmer, Cliff Tolini, over in Onaway, Michigan. Black Angus beef. He said, State Representative Cam Cavett and Parker Fairburn are bragging about this big budget cuts that they've made. However, Michigan's budget is still $30 billion higher than other states that are the same size and population. $75 billion. Other states are doing it for $45 billion. This is according to Cliff Tolini. This is exactly the numbers that Cliff is talking about. What the businessman, the fiscal financial expert, mathematician, Harry Johnson, who's running for governor, is talking about eliminating. His mega audit will find that $30 billion. And there'll be two things that $30 billion in cuts will afford us to do. If you cut the spending, like Cliff is suggesting, by $30 billion, you can eliminate the state's income tax and you can eliminate property taxes. If we vote on August 4th for Perry Johnson, the Republican gubernatorial candidate, to be our candidate in November, and he runs on in November against Jocelyn Benson on eliminating income tax and property taxes, he will be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Will it be hard? Yes, because the Democrats will lose their minds. They're losing their minds right now over $6 billion. Going from 81 to 75 billion, they're freaking out. Oh yeah, people are going to die. Kids are going to go without food. On and on and on. Well, guess what? It's going to take an adult governor to come in with the mathematical ability to look and find the additional duplication, waste, fraud, abuse. Develop better efficiencies within state government. Folks, do you realize with the use of artificial intelligence, you can replace probably half of the state government employees we currently have? Right now, the state of Michigan, state government, is the largest employer in our state, utilizing artificial intelligence, computer systems. You could replace half the people. Send them packing. Get back to the private sector, start a business, figure out another job, but you're fired. Exactly what needs to be done in Lansing. PerryJohnson.com is the website. His plan is there. Check it out. And oh, by the way, the only candidate I've ever seen running for statewide office that doesn't have a donate button on their campaign website. You cannot donate to Perry Johnson. Policy bills. Longest hour of this year. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I'm going to spend probably this entire next hour going over the 66 pieces of policy. 66 policy bills that were attached to the budget that they passed on Friday. Along with these bills, 13 more need another vote in the other chamber or just a procedural okay to move forward to the governor for signature. Among some of the major Democrats' major wins were bills on brownfield redevelopment, Senate Bill 723, and also Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat of Trenton's, weighted school funding legislation in the form of Senate Bill 903. One of the major Republican wins appeared to be the legislation on the cooling off period before lawmakers can become lobbyists. The bill was dubbed by the Speaker Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency Plan. House Bills 5062, 63, and 64. In speaking about the package of bills, Speaker Hall said, "This is just another example of me leading on ethics and transparency. And this is going to be a big change on how things are done here in Lansing." Many times, people wonder how many of these people have jobs as lobbyists. For example, Hall said, "Look over at the Senate Democrats. They're all looking for jobs. And by the way, how many of these Whitmer administration officials, the day this budget gets done, are going to leave her office and become a lobbyist? So it's a big problem, but we're going to fix it. No one else could have gotten that done except for me." Well, nestled in the cracks of some of these wins were some seemingly random bills dealing with dental reimbursement funding, organ donations, fundraising for spay and neuter license plates. Unbelievable. Allowing the feed of wildlife and driving golf carts on country roads. The common theme was that none of the bills were notably controversial. Several of them were partially bipartisan, and some were even bicameral, which means they passed in both the House and the Senate. And that unanimously, passing along with these 66 bills beside the budget was quite a feat. And believe it or not, there were many others that fell through the cracks and are expected to be taken up in the lame duck session in November, early December. In no particular order, 66 bills that passed the House and the Senate were as follows. Okay, here we go. In addition to passing the budget, these are the policies they passed. Senate Bill 205, Kevin Daley, Republican, would allow physicians and urgent care providers to ask patients if they want information about becoming an organ, tissue, or bone marrow donor. They could then be provided with that information if they request it. We actually had to have a bill for that. Senate Bill 301, Joseph Bellini, Republican, creates a non-refundable tax credit for employers that provide up to 12 weeks of fully paid leave to employees donating an organ, with unused credits could be carried forward for 3 years. So donating organs evidently is a big deal here in Michigan. Senator Ruth Johnson, Republican, Senate Bill 415, requires Michigan's Medicaid program to cover evidence-based group prenatal care services, including health assessments, education, and peer support for pregnant patients. House Bill 4023, Angela Whitwer, Democrat, authorizes the state to sell, listen to this, a 0.29 acre, barely a quarter of an acre of property in Eaton County to the Michigan Police Equipment Company for fair market value, with the proceeds going to the general fund. They actually had to have a bill to sell a small piece of property. House Bill 4103, Julie Rogers, Democrat, would make Michigan a member of the Occupational Therapy Licensure Compact. House Bill 4104, Doug Wozniak, Republican, updates Michigan's occupational therapy licensing law to recognize practitioners participating in the interstate compact and charge them a $75 annual fee. House Bill 4189, Jason Wolfert, Republican of Howell, designates a bridge over I-96 to be renamed Lieutenant Corporal Michael Hanks Memorial Bridge. They had to have a bill to change the name of a bridge. House Bill 4207, Mike Harris, Republican, updates the definition of health benefit plan to exclude limited or supplemental coverage classified as accepted benefits under federal law. House Bill 4208, Brenda Carter, Democrat, would make the same exclusion in a broader definition of health insurance policy. House Bill 4309, Dave Preston, Cedar River up in the UP, enacts a licensure compact with other states to allow occupational therapists and physician assistants to practice in other states in the compact. House Bill 4724, Brian Pessimus, Republican, would allow the state to sell or transfer the former Michigan State Police Post property in Rockford, Michigan. The sale proceeds deposited into the general fund. Again, they need a bill to sell property. House Bill 5232, Matt Colazar, Democrat, aligns existing law on military leave for local government employees with the proposed Military Leave for First Responders Act, House Bill 5233. That was sponsored by a Republican, Ron Robinson. House Bill 5233 would give eligible full-time police officers and firefighters who serve in the military reserves at least 26 paid military leave days each year. Paid almost 1 month leave from the military. House Bill 5249, again, Dave Preston, Republican, would create a new adaptive care license for certain community-based BLS ambulance services so they can sometimes function also as a limited advanced life support system. Huh. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Listen to this one. House Bill 5995, Jay DeBoyer, Republican, prevents points from being added to a driver's record for certain construction zone speeding and school bus passing violations caught by automated cameras versus police officers. Even though the fines would still apply, you pay the fine, but you don't get any points. I don't think Whitmer will even sign that one. Senate Bill, Jeff Irwin, Democrat, would require a recent license appraisal before a court approves a sale or a mortgage of a protected person's property, and require an explanation if their house is sold below appraised value during a tax sale. Senate Bill 586, again, Ruth Johnson, Republican, would require court approval and additional safeguards before a guardian permanently moves an incapacitated person, including considering less restrictive options and appointing legal representation when required. Senate Bill 18, sponsored by Democrat Jeff Irwin, requires the state would have to notify foster youth about benefit applications, track funds received on their behalf, and remaining money when their care ends. Senate Bill 52, Democrat Erica Geese, gives port authorities more freedom to do tourism, housing, and entertainment. Are you kidding me? Oh, here's one. Our state senator, John DeMuse, his Senate Bill 71 would make trespassing in the restricted parts of the Mackinac Bridge a felony, punishable up to 4 years in prison and a $2,500 fine, or both. John's got a real issue with the Mackinac Bridge. Senate Bill 105, Democrat Jeff Irwin, provides methods of payments and reimbursements for dental benefits. Are you kidding me? Dentists want to get rid of the processing fees when they process credit cards when they get paid. Folks, I'm not even a third of the way through. Senate Bill 106, Dana Polhanke, Democrat, creates a fundraising license plate for spay and neuter services. You get your animal spayed or neutered. Now you can get a license plate to advertise to everybody that you supported that. Exactly one third of the way through, Senate Bill 133, Sam Singh, Democrat, would let insurance agents count for up to 4 hours of active participation in Professional Insurance Association toward their continuing education, but they could not use ethics as a requirement. That entire segment, one third the way through. We'll wrap this up, God willing, after the bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.